Tenemos aquel piquete y andamos sin fulete. Si tú no tienes brillo, puede que te lo preste. No es que me la doy, así que no digo ya este. Como yo acepta Cristo para que te complete. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay desacato. Bienvenido al party, que aquí no hay desacato. Ven pete party, que aquí no hay arrebato. Así que dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven, dale, 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 ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. No te quedes, dale, ven, ven, dale, ven, ven. Bienvenido al party, party,
party. In point.
Yeah, I mean, and I appreciate you sharing that. I'll never forget it. As you're talking, I just, so many thoughts come to my mind, and one of them being that one of the things that we do have to pray and always work on in the body of Christ is to not condition people or to break people out of the mask that we wear, right? Many people may believe because I'm anointed, I'm strong, I'm faith-filled, that there are no moments of attack, vulnerability, weakness, frustration. We endure all these things. But the reason why many people don't see that necessarily is because we have found or we've discovered that in those moments, we run to grace.
Right.
The Lord
right.
Jesus is the embodiment of grace. So I've learned to go to him, but I've also learned to go to you.
Yeah.
And many people obviously are not in our living room, so they can imagine that we're worry-free, problem-free, no issues, no stress. These things exist probably, and I tell people all the time, probably more than the average household. Why? Because we are public figures. We're leaders of leaders.
Yeah.
So Satan knows to attack the leaders of leaders, because if he could take the leader of the leader, then every other person under them will also fall.
Right.
So I always tell people, no, be very clear in mind. We probably experience it more than the average. But what we've discovered, running to his presence, but also running to each other.
Yes.
You know, we're not saying with confession, you just start going around and publicizing and making posts.
Yeah, let's make that clear.
Instagram posts and Facebook
Washington
captions,
Post.
Like telling the world. No. We're talking about, we're talking about confession within the context of marriage, right? Using wisdom. People that God has assigned to you, you have to go to the right sources, people, your confidence, the people that God has truly assigned to you, that there's a rapport, a track record, there has been a consistency where you know that you have a true, genuine trust that you can go and you will be covered and protected and prayed for. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? I just want to make that note. But
no, it's a good
note. I was going back to the mask, you know. I think in the body of Christ, before COVID, We were wearing many masks, but you couldn't see those masks. In 2020, everybody was wearing masks in church. I was like, we've been wearing masks in church, but it wasn't the N95. You know, I realized that in the body of Christ, we need to practice the gift of confession, because it truly is a gift. Notice how the way salvation even enters our lives. Mm-hmm. The book of Romans says to confess. Yeah. We believe in our heart.
And confess with our
mouth. There it is. But we confess with our mouths. And this is the same thing is true about our God. Mm-hmm. Yes, he knows your heart. But I always tell people, he needs to hear your heart. Mm-hmm. In other words, you need to vocalize it. You need to verbalize it. And not only do you maintain that kind of relationship with him, where you're constantly going to him, forgive me, or I did that wrong, help me, give me grace and strength. Because the Bible says his grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
But not only is it sufficient in our relationship with him, when he assigns people to you, trust that there will be grace. Believe it and know it. It's not easy for when a person hears a confession.
Yeah.
But when God has assigned a person to be there and they truly love you, God's grace will be manifested.
Yeah.
And I think too many people have been suffering too long. No, I don't want them to think X, Y, and Z about me. I don't want them to see me any less. while you're keeping those thoughts in mind, you're going to continue to suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And confession is a gift. Salvation enters our life through confession. Mm-hmm. So I've learned to, though not easy.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning, when you have lived a life where you're guarded, where you don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy, but again, His grace is sufficient. His yeah. grace is enough. By His grace, I learned to not live with those masks.
Right.
I had to come to terms, just, you know, talking, you opened up about a situation. One of the biggest points in my life that needed the most healing was my fractured relationship with my biological parents.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years, it was covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we believe that if we're anointed,
yeah,
that solves every issue.
Mm-hmm, go there.
But you can be anointed and very broken.
Yeah.
And as long as you are walking with emotional fractures,
mm-hmm.
unhealed traumas and wounds,
mm-hmm.
you will always bleed on people that never cut you.
That's right.
The mm-hmm. saying goes, mm-hmm. and it's so true, that hurt people. And I was finding that the moments that I will hurt you was always a consequence of the fractured, unhealed parts of my soul
mm-hmm.
that had to do with the brokenness that I inherited.
Mm-hmm.
My parents dealt with a lot of brokenness,
mm-hmm.
family fracture, brokenness in the family dynamic. And this is what I learned. And I picked up, and until the Lord began to reveal, but not only reveal it to me, I had to go to you
mm-hmm.
and put a light on these areas, that grace began to enter for me yeah. to begin to heal. Because that was a big thing that you would have to really pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
about and counsel me and pull my ear yeah. with a lot of love and grace.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point you just got tired and fed up. But through the constant communication,
mm-hmm.
God's grace enter.
Yeah, yeah. And I think even in that season, being able to open up about it allowed you to see other perspectives. Because whenever one is stuck in their own way or they have their own line of thinking, you're not seeing other sides. And confession gives room for that. It opens up the opportunity for you to receive other perspectives,
yeah.
To have other alternatives of dealing with the matter. And I think in all of that, it really did help you to see, I don't have to deal with it in this way. I can choose all of these other alternatives that are less toxic to my well-being than the path that I'm currently on.
Yeah.
So all of those things are very important. And I do also just want to add, for the people who, you know, are also saying to themselves that there is a lot of healing that needs to take place and they don't even know where to begin.
All right.
You know, even if it's, and for me, I think the best places to begin are in these types of dynamics, the people that you are closest to. And I'm not gonna say with everybody, it's their relationship, but at least for us, I can say this is where it began. It was you and I.
And I don't wanna cut your line of thought, Hoyita, but I just wanna say, ahead. When you say close, right? A lot of times that doesn't refer to who you've been closest to in terms of quantity.
Because oh, yeah.
a lot of times mm-hmm. we have relationships, we say we're close because people have known us since we were children or mm-hmm. 10, 15, 20 years, they're close to me, but it's not about the quantity, is actually about the quality
mm-hmm.
because
that's
we're
good.
Not going to get into
that's
that
good.
Subject. We're not going to get into that subject, but a lot of people are in expired relationships in terms mm-hmm. of friendships. That's not the, we'll preach that one.
On a different one, different day. Occasion.
But a lot of people, they go, they're going to people who are as broken, if not more, mm-hmm. but they, but it's the only people they go to. But you need to go to a source that is further along in the process than
right, right,
or has already lived it,
right?
Because that's the blind leading the blind,
right, right,
right. So yeah. It's not, when you say close, it's not just, well, I keep going to the same person because it's the only person I trust. They've known me for 20 years, but a lot of times you may be talking to a person who's whose friendship you're mm-hmm. in with that expired a long
yeah,
time ago.
That's true,
and that's why, that's another reason why you're not healing.
That's true,
because you just stay around the same kind of mindset, mm-hmm. the same environments that are just damaging mm-hmm. and toxic.
That's
but
true.
But I'm sorry,
too.
Babe, I didn't mean to.
No, but you bring up a very good point, so I'm glad that you addressed it, because I should also make this point. I do believe that the reason why it worked in this way for us, I am a firm believer that confession, the results of confession are best with people who are active participators of confession.
Yeah.
So if you are going to confess to somebody that has a hard time practicing confession themselves, if they're not doing it, then they don't understand the power of grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. They haven't experienced it for themselves to that degree. Or they don't experience an abundance of it because they're not consistently practicing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, and it goes back to that with the relationships. If you should be in relationships, and the closest people in your community, in what you consider to be your close community, your close circle, should be people that are actively practicing confession. Because it's only in circles of confession that you consistently experience the grace and the mercy of God. If you're with people who don't, and honestly, for me, it's easy to spot it and to see it when I look at somebody's level of, if I were to talk about this in terms of levels, like a gas tank, their levels of forgiveness. If you are somebody who's actively practicing forgiveness, that is a demonstration of God's grace.
Yes.
Because forgiveness is not easy. But if you can forgive 70 times 7, well, how many, as often as this person, Jesus said, forgive them. So if 70 times 7, you are to forgive. So if
you're talking about the conversation between Jesus and Peter.
Yes.
When he asked, how many times should I forgive?
Yes, yes.
The Lord answered 70 times 7. But really, more than a numerical number, he
yeah,
was saying,
it's just always, as many times as needed. And the point of that was not so much for the other party, and we're not going to get into it. It is for yourself. It's for your own healing. But somebody who is an active participator in forgiveness correlates to an active participator in confession.
That's
if
cool.
They're consistently confessing, they understand that as I confess, I am being forgiven, mm-hmm. and I'm finding healing in that. So there's two sides. Forgive, as I forgive, I'm being healed. Mm-hmm. I'm releasing the other person. But when I confess, I'm also being healed. So you need both.
Yeah.
When people hurt me, I have to forgive. But when I'm hurting others, I have to confess. And that's the way that we release. So.
What'd they call that? Bars?
A bar, I guess. So when you're practicing that consistently in your marriage, in your family, in your relationships, you're in the right circle. And so for me, it is one of those things. We started, for the people who are at, like, how do I begin? Well, first, it's twofold. You need to start with people that you do trust.
Right.
That you are close to. Mm-hmm. And by close, you know, the quality aspect that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And the foundation of that is trust. So I trust, number one, that they're assigned to me. So I'm going to go to them trusting that as they are assigned to me, through them, God will show me his grace and his mercy. Even if that comes with disciplinary actions attached to it, but discipline is grace.
That's right.
Oftentimes, yeah. When it's done from a place of love, right. The father who loves his son disciplines his child.
Yeah, because discipline is not the same as punishment.
It's not. Right. 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 And so
discipline is accountability, and accountability leads for people to count on you. That's
exactly.
That's the root word of accountability.
Exactly.
By saying I am accountable, what you're saying is I'm building myself so you can count on me.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
building
good.
Yourself.
That's good.
What
that's
they call
good.
That bars?
Yeah, that's another bar. Yeah, so I would just encourage people to start there. It's start with the people that God has, your divine helpers, the people that God has brought into your life. And like you said, it's not about the amount of time. It is about the quality, the yeah. quality of the relationship. Mm. And also if you're like, well, you know, I have like 8 people that I feel are people God has brought into my, how do I know which one to, which one is the one I can open up to? Which one is the one to confess? Which one, you know, then you begin to look at the track record. Mm-hmm. Well, do they practice forgiveness? Mm-hmm. Because if they practice forgiveness, then they understand the power of somebody for confessing or lack thereof. If they don't confess, I'm going to forgive anyway. But if they're practicing forgiveness, then more often than not, it's also tied into confession. Mm-hmm. And if they have accountability around them that they are confessing to, if they have accountability around them that they are going to, that they are receiving guidance from, then this is they probably is a good person to keep around. Mm-hmm. And I know that when it comes to our relationship, I always want to be seen as a place of safety for you. And there is true confession is done in places of safety. And those places of safety are created by people. You know, you talked about that in the beginning. So I know that you will come to me if you feel safe with me. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes when we see that confession and forgiveness is not being practiced in marriages or in relationships, it is because there's a lack of safety. Safety comes with trust. They're both tied together. Right. But I wouldn't feel comfortable coming to you even as your wife. There might be somebody else that I would have felt more comfortable coming to if I'm feeling safer with somebody compared to my own spouse. And there are people that feel like that even in the relationships that they're in. They find more safety outside of their relationship or the marriage than they do within. Mm-hmm. And that needs to be healed. Mm-hmm. And that healing begins with, again, confession. Yeah. You have to confess that. This is not a safe space for me.
That's good.
Because I feel that every time I come to confess my weaknesses, what you do is you belittle my confession versus extending God's grace and God's mercy in the same way that I should be extending it to you.
You need to confess that you can't confess.
Yeah, you do.
That's
you do.
Very deep.
It's true.
Because
especially in a marriage. I'm going to say in marriage.
Because this is where Satan's devices come
exactly,
into play.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because he knows a man or a woman does not feel safe in the home, mm-hmm. he'll create temptation
exactly.
outside of the home.
Exactly.
And you'll be like Samson laying in Delilah's lap,
mm-hmm.
right? And realizing that you're cut off the very thing that God has entrusted you with.
Exactly.
And I say, you know, going back to when you don't reveal, you don't heal.
Exactly.
Another side of that too is when there is suppression in mm-hmm. your confession, it leads to negative expression.
That's good too.
When there is a suppression mm-hmm. of confession, mm-hmm. it will lead you mm-hmm. to a negative expression, meaning that stuff is pent up inside.
Yeah, it's going to explode
the
at some
secrets,
point.
The issues, the problems, the weaknesses is there. It's going to find its way out.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be exposed in a place of safety.
Exactly.
Versus it going into the wrong hands.
Right.
That will ensnare you and will cause you to compromise and lose everything that God has given you.
Exactly.
You know, exposing, right? Because we live in, everybody always wants to expose, right? But they don't want to expose themselves.
Exactly. I always look at those people. Oh, you want to expose everybody. Yeah, what about you?
Side note. I'm very weary, leery, any kind of word, suspicious of someone who is always exposing others.
Steer clear from.
Exactly.
And they don't expose themselves.
But they don't expose themselves. Mm-hmm. Because what is often happening is what people are doing is they're actually pointing the fingers at others to try to drive the attention toward others so that they're not driving attention to their own personal issues.
Exactly.
So these people that do, anyways, let's
go down that route. Just steer clear of them, party animals. Steer clear of them.
We get set up.
But again, and even that, for me, those are the devices that the enemy uses to break up the body of Christ. And that is, it comes down to the same thing. It's unforgiveness in people's hearts. Somebody did something you didn't like.
Bitterness, jealousy,
and now
envy,
you're making a career out of.
You're masking it and saying, I'm doing the church a favor to expose wolves in sheep clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're the wolf, actually.
In sheep
clothing. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I do think when we talk about it in the context of church, the capital C church, we forget that people are human. And yes, they are held to a high standard, but at the end of the day, we are still human. People have feelings, they have emotions, they have families. And out there in the world, I mean, the covering that is given to people, you know, the support is just, I mean, it outranks what we see in the body of Christ. If somebody messes up one time and then, I mean, we're already casting them to the wolves.
Yeah.
And it is really sad to see. And that's not to say that we don't hold people to a high standard. And I hold you in our marriage, I hold you to a high standard. You're holding me to a high standard. But we avoid pitfalls if we forgive and if we confess.
Yeah.
That is how you avoid getting to places where we have to get to the point of exposure. You know, it's, well, if I were able to confess in a place of safety what my issue is, then maybe I would have had the accountability needed to guide me, deliver me, mentor me through this situation so that I'm empowered to resist the devil and he would flee. Mm. But when you don't have a place of safety to do that, and you're doing it on your own, which you were never meant to do it on your own, it never ends up well. Yeah. And I think, you know, as a body of Christ as well, we need to do a much better job of providing safe spaces for people to confess. But it does begin with us practicing forgiveness and confession ourselves. If we're not practicing it, we don't understand the power of God's grace in it. And if we don't experience that power and mercy for ourselves, then we don't understand the level of impact it has in the lives of other people. And I'm praying that the body of Christ would become one that truly does demonstrate the love and grace of God in this generation.
Yeah. There needs to be an exposing, right? But the exposing is every individual being real, honest, and transparent with the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. not running from his presence, but running to. Mm-hmm. I'm remembering when the woman in the scripture was caught in adultery. People were getting ready to stone her. Mm-hmm. And the Lord Jesus said, he who is without sin,
exactly,
cast the first stone. Mm-hmm. Powerful. Mm-hmm. Because there it is again. They're wanting to expose her. Mm-hmm.
But now can you confess your own sin? Saying,
what about you?
Mm-hmm. That's confession.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. Be real. Be transparent yourself mm-hmm. about what you have going on. Mm-hmm. They all leave. Mm-hmm. Now he's dealing with her. Mm-hmm. And here is the power of confession. He says to her, woman, who condemns you? Mm-hmm. And now she's vocalizing, no one.
Right.
He said, neither do I. Mm-hmm. But then by him confronting her with grace and love,
right,
she's clearly receptive, mm-hmm. open, and confessing, I know I've been caught in a situation here.
Right.
Now it opens up for grace.
Right.
It opens up for accountability because he says, go. Mm-hmm. By him saying go, he's saying you're free.
Yeah.
He said, neither do I. Mm-hmm. I'm not condemning you.
Right.
You're being real. You're being mm-hmm. honest. You got caught in it. But he's saying, go. You are free. Mm-hmm. But here it is, that accountability mm-hmm. piece is sin no more.
Exactly.
Go, but sin no more.
Right.
We repent, but repentance is to change our mind,
right,
change our thinking, change our ways and the direction we were walking mm-hmm. in. So thank God for that kind of grace,
yeah,
that
yeah.
he doesn't condemn us. Guilt, shame, condemnation is a demonic threefold cord of Satan.
It is.
Guilt, shame, and condemnation are destructive. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit never destroys. He only builds.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit is constructive. The right. Lord Jesus does not bring guilt, shame, or condemnation. Mm-hmm. He brings conviction.
Yeah.
But conviction leads to a transformation.
Exactly.
And this is the gift that he's given us. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to truly heal, we have to go to the source mm-hmm. and the people that he has assigned to us.
Exactly.
Much like when we need to heal from a disease, or if there's something suffering in our body, if there's something broken in our
right,
body,
right.
we go to the right source, mm-hmm. a doctor that is able to put an x-ray or a mm-hmm. light on the fracture mm-hmm. part and tell us exactly what needs to be healed
right.
and how it needs to be healed.
Right.
And this is a gift that he's offering up. Mm-hmm. It's not to shame you.
Right.
It's actually to build you.
Exactly.
Because as long as you are suffering in silence, you will ultimately hand over, give over everything that God has entrusted you with mm-hmm. in life, whether it's your relationship, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
Your marriage, you'll lose it. Your mm-hmm. ministry, you'll lose it. How many yeah. times have we seen people blessed financially, spiritually, ministerially, mm-hmm. and their climb is, I mean, incredible. Their rise to the top, but their fall is hard. Mm. Because they made it
to recover
top,
from
and
that
they were
fall.
Public success, mm-hmm. but a private failure.
Right.
And Paul said, what does it mean to gain the world?
Right.
And in but the if end, I lose myself, mm-hmm. how do you not lose yourself? By healing. Mm-hmm. How do you heal?
By confessing.
By confessing. Mm-hmm. And forgiving.
Yeah.
Forgiving. Listen, that's like a subject in itself.
Yeah, we're going to do that one. It. Yeah, we're going to do that one.
There might be, we always say we're doing part two. Every subject.
There but might actually be a part.
Definitely put that on notes.
Yeah, I'm going to put
just dealing a whole thing on
we do need to do
because
one
we
on
need to break down what it really is and what it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
even that in itself,
yes.
confession, forgiveness, they go hand in hand. Also, she's taking her notes.
Yeah, I'm
for those
taking
who
notes.
Are not, viewing, Mama's taking her notes.
I am.
But this is very powerful.
This was good, love.
And I pray for everyone that is listening, mm-hmm. watching, that God would raise up help, mm-hmm. destiny, people.
Yeah.
That he would send them your way. Mm-hmm. That you would have the strength, mm-hmm. the peace and ease of mind.
Yeah.
To go to your destiny helpers.
Right.
To open up about that thing. Don't suffer in silence anymore.
Right.
There is a suffering. I was talking to one of my spiritual sons earlier, and I told him, there's a suffering that is demonic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a suffering that is calamity and misery. It's demonic. What is that kind of suffering? The suffering that doesn't have a purpose.
Mm.
There is the pain that comes with growth, and mm-hmm. then there is the pain of regret.
Right.
The pain of regret is suffering without context and purpose.
Mm.
But the pain of growth, then there is a suffering for Christ.
Right, right.
Suffering for Christ has a purpose.
Right.
I pray that you would be willing to endure the temporary pain, because it's not easy.
It's not.
To open up.
Mm-hmm.
The matter is simple.
Yeah.
But simple doesn't always mean easy.
Easy, yeah.
I pray that you would be willing to endure that
mm-hmm.
discomfort
mm-hmm.
for the sake of your growth.
That's right.
For the sake of your healing. Because your family needs you.
Yeah.
Your wife, your husband needs you.
Yeah. Your children need
your
you.
Your children you have, need you.
Your grandchildren. Yeah.
Everybody. Your church, your community.
Yeah.
Your neighbors, your co-workers. They need you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone listening or viewing to ever give up on life in themselves
mm-hmm.
because they never opened up
That's
about
right.
what they were really battling with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how anointed you are.
Mm.
I don't care how strong people perceive mm-hmm. you to be.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself a very strong,
strong.
Individual. Listen
yeah.
to me. Mm-hmm. My wife will tell you here. I am very strong,
mm-hmm.
mentally, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what my strength is? Let me tell you the truth about my strength.
Saying I need help.
The truth about my strength is I have no pride, ego, no problem whatsoever letting people know I need help.
Help. Yeah.
Help me. Help.
Yeah, you don't. You don't.
I don't have that pride.
Yeah, you don't. And sometimes I get upset because I'm like, man, you have no problem asking for help. And I'm over here thinking, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And you're like, well,
I
that's listen. You then. Then you suffering because you want to. I'm going to tell people ago. I need help.
I decided a long time ago, I said, I'm not suffering. I'm not suffering in life. I'm not gonna be the one to mm-hmm. get in my own way.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna suffer in silence. I refuse. Mm-hmm. I have too much to do.
Mm-hmm.
God has called me
mm-hmm.
to too many things for me to be here.
Yeah.
Suffering in silence. I let go of that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It brought healing to me.
Yeah, it did.
Because Moses needed help
mm-hmm.
when he was on the mountain. He needed his destiny helpers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus needed help.
Mm-hmm.
If it were not so, he wouldn't have appointed disciples
mm-hmm.
who became apostles.
Right.
If he didn't need people, then anyways.
Yeah.
I don't want
we could go down a hole. Yeah.
People believe they're more anointed than Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
More anointed than Moses.
Mm-hmm.
You're more anointed than Jesus. You can't admit you need help.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time.
Yeah, yeah.
To admit to yourself the truth
mm-hmm.
and to confess it. I pray that you would do that. I pray that God would strengthen you, bring a season of healing,
mm.
of grace, of peace, of supernatural divine grace and power
yeah.
to you and everyone around you.
Yes.
Baby, do you have any last words to the people?
I feel like your closing prayer was it. I'm praying the same thing. And I do think that this is, for those who are listening and this has touched them, there might even be people who got emotional listening to this episode, but I do pray that you wouldn't just sit with the emotion and that you would get up and say to yourself, today is the last day I suffer in silence. You know, and that you would actually take an action right now
Yes.
Don't say tomorrow. Don't think on it. Let me think on it. Let me pray on it. Let me allow. No, if the Holy Spirit, even as we were talking about Destiny Helpers, if the Holy Spirit gave you a picture in your mind of an individual, an imprint of an individual, listen to the first voice.
Yeah.
And stop running from the help that he has provided.
That is God's grace.
Yeah, that is God's grace. So that is, I think for me, that's my biggest prayer, is that if this, as this has touched people, not if it did, because I know it did, as it has touched people, that people would take action immediately, like today. As soon as you turn this off, you would go and take action before the enemy's voice creeps in and tells you that you don't need to.
And I want to celebrate everyone.
Yes.
In advance for making that decision.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that.
Yes. Today is the day of a new thing for you.
And let us know, please.
Yes.
We're here to pray for you. I want you to write us, DM us, connect with us on our websites, my social media platforms, at Sergio Nazir Chavez across all the platforms.
I am at Francesca P. Chavez across all social platforms.
Reach out to us, screenshot this, share this with somebody. Mm-hmm. I know for sure that you know at least one person, maybe two, that needs to hear this. Mm-hmm. Share this across your Instagram stories, your profiles. Share this on your group chats, your WhatsApp groups, your Telegram groups, whatever,
Telegram.
Whatever platform you have. Share this with somebody because I know that great healing is going to take place.
Yes.
Baby, I love you so much.
I love you too, babe.
Thank God for you.
I thank God for you.
And thank God for all of the viewers and the listeners from all over the world. This has been the CPO5 Pod. Can't wait to connect with you. Wait, where's this waiter? We need to get him a. I'm gonna get him a tuxedo T-shirt.
We're still doing the waiter thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I signed it. Yeah, everything's good. All right. Yeah. Thank you. The tea was good. Yeah. Thank you. Family, we love you. We celebrate you all. We can't wait to be back again for another episode. Until then, peace, love,
and God. Bless. All right.
What's going on, family? Sergio Nazir of the CPO5 Podcast here to thank you for watching this episode. Hey, come back next week for more. There is more next week. So stay connected. Make sure to like the video. Make sure to comment below. Let us know where you're connecting from and how this blessed you. And make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you will be notified every time a new episode is loaded. I thank God for you on behalf of the CPO5 crew. Party animals, we love you. We thank God for you.